May I have your attention, please? The following information is highly classified and may prove dangerous to certain individuals with high blood pressure, low blood sugar, or poor bladder control. It should be taken in small amounts and followed with periods of sleep. If unusual symptoms occur, please consult a physician immediately. You needn't consult a lawyer because dogs can't be sued.
Me and Rufus were squared off. By the way, are you sure the kids are gone and the doors are locked? Check again just to be sure. Me and Rufus were squared off and faced each other. You've seen Doberman pinschers up close and you know how ugly they are. Sharp pointed ears and big teeth and them nasty little eyes remind you of something out of a nightmare. Well, that's what I was looking at. Some people claim that a cow dog never knows fear. I've got to dispute that. There for a second, I felt a little stab of fear. Yes, I did. Because I wasn't facing just one Doberman pincher. I was facing two. Double vision. Up in the pickup, Beulah was saying, "No, Hank, don't do it. Run for your life. He'll tear you apart. He'll kill you." Rufus glared at me and grinned.
"You ready for this, cow dog?"
I swallowed. "Ready as I'll ever be."
"You sure you want to get mauled in front of Beulah? We could go down in the bushes and do it in private."
"Suit yourself, Rufus." He shrugged.
"Well, you had your chance."
He turned to Beulah.
"Pay attention, woman. This is what happens to dogs that cross Rufus."
Then back to me.
"Well, shall we dance?"
I sprang into action, made a dive for the image on the left, and as you already know, it was the wrong one. I got nothing but air. Otherwise, I might have... Oh, well. Rufus caught me on the fly when I was in midair and put a deadly clamp on my neck. I tried to whirl around and get one of his ears, but it was already too late. Once you get in the grip of a Doberman pincher, you don't break out real easy. That's where the name of the breed comes from, don't you see? They definitely pinch when they bite. So there you are, a little background information. Well, once he had me in that deadly grip, he pressed his advantage, which is just the sort of cheap trick you can expect from a dog that's bred and raised to be a professional bully. He throwed me to the ground. I leaped high into the air and we went round and round, but I still couldn't get out of his jaws.